His mind, his buddhi, and his ego are Siddhartha, but all are very mindless. They are quite vilakshan from Lingadesh, quite different from Lingadesh. We think that we are doing bhajan by this mind and by this buddhi. But actually it is not right. How? We are doing bhajan by hearing the upadesh of our guru, by Shastra, by Krishna. If there is no Shastra, no Krishna word, no Gurudev, then there are so many wise persons and so many persons in other countries, why they don't do bhajan? Left and left, years and birth, some events there, and so many persons begin to do bhajan. So it depends only on the mercy of Krishna and his associates. That is why we are doing bhajan. By mind and by buddhi, it is possible. We cannot do that. Bhua, Swaha, Mahajana, Papa, Sapta, Seven, Up, Namaskar. Yes. Yamsa. And Patal, Sutal, Vital, Tal, Kalatal, Rakal, Patal. And seven?
Lower.
All are Mike Vaibhav. Jad Vaibhav. But not material.
Non-transcendental.
Material. Chit Vaibhav is shadow of that Chit Vaibhav. Jiva is not shadow, but not Purna, not full.
No.
Krishna is Satchidananda. In that, only Chit of Krishna and very little particle is jiva. Jiva by gathan, form, by actual form, is chid vastu. They are agnis in number, uncountable. And they all want to happiness. All the jivas in this Maya Vaibhav searching for happiness and shanti, peace. What is shanti? And what is happiness? Shanti or happiness are not one thing. A great body wants only shanti. No action of chit. These are called shanti. And when Krishna Vilas is there and he says something by serving, then it is called Ananda Asu. For their happiness. এই সুখ হেতু যারা কৃষ্ণে বরিল unconditional soul. Those who thought that I will test Maya and they selected Maya for having pleasure, they are called Vaimukhi. They have never tested Krishna before. They have come from Pranabdha Sai Vishnu. If anyone has tested for Krishna and he has tested and seen, he cannot come from that way. So it has been told that Yadgatva Nanivartante Saddham Paramhama. There is no evidence and there is no example for that anyone has come from there. Only by Ikha of Krishna, desire of Krishna, his parikar may come and play a part, a role like that, like Jayadijaya. When the Jayadijaya was here, they were unconditional soul, Muktaji. They were playing the part of, like Narad, he is always Muktaji, he is not Baddhaji. He plays a role of that. The parikara of Krishna, none are of these material things. Deni thare maya ki sarir paiva. They have come from tatastha shakti and they Maya has given this body to them. And they are in the circle of moving papa and punya. Papa, punya?
Sin and good activities.
And changing there is food and linga sari. Changing there, this body. Moving here and there. Anytime in Svarga, anytime in Naraka, and in Chaurasi Lakh, 84 kinds of lakhs of God moving here and there. Forever, some anadi kaal, no kaal has been, no time has been given. It has been soul, conditioned soul and
Liberated
soul. Two souls. Those who are serving always either in Vrindavan, either in Dwarka, either in any part of Vaikunth are
liberated
souls. There are so many kinds of liberated souls. Those who are serving Nishanta, Baksha, Sakha, Baksalya, and Madhur. There are five kinds of liberated souls. In them, those who are serving Krishna and Srimati Radhika in Vrindavan, they are higher classes of the are highest. And those who are serving in Mathura and Dwarka, they are also liberated, but less than them. Their degrees of fame is less. And those who are serving in Vaikuntha to Narayan, Sri Ram, Nrisimhadev and all others are also liberated, but they have so much aishwarya in them. Aishwarya means opulence. Means Narayan is Bhagavan, Ram is Bhagavan, Krishna is Bhagavan. But this is the mode, then they are called Maryadamaya Bhakta. In Vrindavan, there is more and more affluence there, but covered with Madhurya. What is the meaning of Madhurya?
Sweetness.
Sweetness. Conjugal love. But conjugal love in Dwarka also, in Ayodhya also, but not Madhurya. Having Parakiya Bhav. Those who are in this world covered with Maya, they are conditioned souls. They have no connection with Krishna. But yet those who are in this world have, by chance, by good luck, they have association with association of bhakti. Chaste bhakti, Shuddha bhakti,
pure devotee.
Then they may take initiation from a qualified guru, bona fide guru, and then they are called Unmukha Jeev, inclined to Krishna. In this, there are three kinds of inclined jiva: Kanishta, Uttam, Madhyam and Uttam. Three kinds. Those who are not inclined to Krishna, yet they do good works, like doing good to others, giving dan,
charity,
to serve rogis,
patients,
to give alms to others, to make charity, hospital, school, college and all these things. They are all karmic. They are called smart or karmic. In this world, the proportion of the karmis are more. Very few those who are inclined to Krishna. There are so many jivas. They know nothing about all these things. They are like trees, animals, if they are in the shape of
human beings,
but yet they are like an ass and other animals. Also there are trees and all other creepers, grasses and so many things. All are conditional souls. Anyhow, if by chance, by good luck, anyhow they can
happy darshan or sangha, association of any chaste Vaishnava, then there is Sukriti. And by the Sukriti they have more association. And then they go to Gurudev and take Diksha and go on.
महाराज ये जो कर्मी लोग हैं उनको किस अधिकारी
एटलीस्ट द एसोसिएशन ऑफ मध्यम अधिकारी गिविंग टेकिंग हियरिंग सेलिंग सर्विंग टू कृष्ण नॉट ओनली दिस बट एनीथिंग कनेक्टेड टू कृष्ण लाइक तुलसी गंगा जमुना ब्रज अयोध्या एंड ऑल अदर महाप्रसाद चरणामृत ऑल दिस दे मेक सुकृति एंड सुकृति वेन ग्रेटर मोर एंड मोर देन दे हैव साधु एंड बाई साधु सन श्रद्धा विल कम एंड श्रद्धा विल ग्रेजुअली डेवलप एंड इट विल कम टू निष्ठा रुचि आसक्ति देन ही विल बी लिबरेटेड फ्रॉम दिस वर्ल्ड in a class of sadhu sangha. If anyone whose heart is somewhat clear, somewhat pure, then if he will know that I am Krishna Das, Krishna is God of God, his supreme
personality Godhead.
Personal supreme personality of Godhead. Now I am in Maya, in the control of Maya, and he will realize that all these things which I am collecting will not give me a little piece of happiness or shanti. Shanti means
peace.
Then he attracts more to that sadhu or that society. But in whole world it is very rare. We can tell that we are so many, but in comparison to whole world and whole universe, Brahmanda, the number of devotees are very few, and in numerous devotees, practically pure Vaishnava or devotees will be very rare. Those who want to do only bhajan, and those who are surrendered to Krishna, like in the last slok of Gita, Sarva Dharmana Parityajya Mam Ekam. Then there is like Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, and other devotees, Haridas Thakur, Sivas Acharya. You know Sivas Acharya? Sivas Pandit. One day he was fasting, nothing to take, and there were so many attendants to him. His wife, children, and so many things. Mahaprabhu said, he did 1, 2, 3. Mahaprabhu told him, why you are clapping one and doing 1, 2, 3? So you are not understanding. Then he told that we are fasting today, nothing to take, and if I will not get anything to take, I will feed my children and wife, then too I will wait and chant Hare Krishna the whole day. And if third day I will also wait and see. And if nothing is found, I will not do any
support.
effort to collect anything. But if fourth day I will not have, I will wait for 3 days. One, two, three. Then I will
jump
in Ganges water and
die.
Live my life. Then Mahaprabhu told that if Lakshmi will, Lakshmi mane,
pretty wife of
Narayan, the goddess of wealth, will take
pot
and begging here and there, but in whole life will have not to be one foundation. But we have no such
faith.
So, doing all these things, he said that Krishna cannot give it all these things. So must we should try. So we do so many businesses, works and to collect this, and at last this remains and bhakti yoga.
So we should also
whole day work for collecting all these things. In night at the time of sleep, how to have all these things, what will I do next day, whole year, and he engaged himself and his mind. Putting all these things on his head and goes to that
devotee's
room. But what to do ourselves? What is to do with it? If you do like that, Krishna will what? Bahut pariksha karega.
Yes.
Will test like Arjun in explainer of Gita. Who has explained Gita?
Commentator of Gita.
Who has written commentary. Like that. Like Prahlad Maharaj. Like Draupadi.
Haridas
Thapu. Will arrange such a thing that like Haridas Thapu you will be beaten to in so many markets. So don't imitate. Do it as you are qualified. Anyone cannot have Krishna Bhakti or that Krishna Shraddha by any of the good works in the world. That is by karma. Sadachar. Understand? Are you done with that? But now, what is it? क्या कहा?
सदाचार
सदाचार से या सत्कर्म से भक्ति नहीं मिलेगी.
From good deeds, from mere good deeds, one
word is good deeds. By character, just character, or anything,
one cannot get bhakti.
But if he is too durachari,
strong, very bad person,
having so bad qualities, he has come out of a very low
class family,
he does not do any good work, yet if he will have association of Vaishnava life, Narad, for Vadeva Goswami, Dattatreya, and now the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then they will have to put an end. That is also a Dhyan Kanda. Dhyan Kanda means Dhyan class. knowledge class. Those who want mukti, salvation comes from this world. Those who see that from birth to last end, all are testing sorrow, misery, and alike. We are searching for happiness from very early stage. Why hope? But still now we have not gained anything. We see that old person, father and mother, become old. They are forefathers, but still they have nothing. No happiness, no shanti,
no peace,
no peace. Seeing this, anubhav karke ya,
realizing it.
Realizing this, if anyone wants to go across these worldly things and wants to be liberated from this world, and if he takes the shelter of Mayabad or Advaitbad, then he can be liberated and mixed with Paramatma or Brahma. This is the annihilation of any jeev to Brahma or Paramatma. But this stage is not good. He is telling that what is Brahma? Brahma is the Angakanti of Krishna. Angakanti means
effulgence.
Huh? Krishna body or Krishna lot of faith.
Male.
Brahma. Brahma Than. Vibration is not good thing. Because Krishna or any Bhagavat avatar, if they kill any demon, automatically they
receive it. Beings are liberated.
Then what is the use of doing so much parikshan?
Hard labor
and sadhana and all these things. So those who are sadhak, but jnani sadhak, those who want liberation, actually they are like asu, demons. Karmi and jnani both, Krishna bahirmukh. The jnanis who are so high level, but you are all श्रेष्ठ हैं आप लोग,
सुपीरियर
टू देम, बिकॉज दे आर ऑल बहिर्मुख, बट नाउ यू हैव बीन
कनेक्टेड विद कृष्णा.
If anyone one has a little association of bhakti or anything which is connected to bhakti or Krishna, if you will have darshan, what? You will have darshan?
See one, darshan ka Hindi English version ka hai nahi abhi tak mana. They also use the word darshan.
You see, we see Vaishnava, we serve Vaishnava, we do any kind of service to Him
unknowingly,
then it will be Sukriti. Like a rat was so much thirsty and hungry. It was night time in the midnight, went in the mandir and saw that there was any rust in a pot. But it was not a rust in the liquid of oil, and a
lamp
was burning there. But Kramasa, gradually, the light was so down.
It had burned up.
It was about to finish, but at once that rat came in greed of taking that rust, that is oil, and their teeth are so much butter.
Crooked, pointed.
So automatically his teeth went on the lamp and it went up, and the light came at once so much, and he feared and he went fly away, run away from there, and the lamp was safe. And it was giving more light to Thakurji. It is Sukriti. If a man giving something to Thakur and taking it again, takes himself or gives anyone that Mahaprasad, it becomes Sukriti. If a tulsi is given to anyone, it makes so much sukriti.
Tulsi after offering or before offering?
After offering.
Then he has some more shraddha, but not actual shraddha. And again he hears, then he understands something. Otherwise he will not understand the classes of Vaishnavas. A man associating so many years, and he is good, he has now very good quality to understand. He can understand Uttam Vaishnav, otherwise not. And those who understanding, thinking that his Vaishnav is demarcating, those who will associate Vaishnava, they will go up. Those persons who are only entangled in the lower stage of Harikatha, as they don't want to go an inch up, they will always be in the same category. Like we should take our feet first there, and again take up, and again keep here strongly. Then this foot should be given up, and this foot, like this. We are first in Kanishtha Adhikari, at first no class, after then Kanishtha Adhikari, and we should try to develop our these qualities up. Kanishtha should try to go in Madhyam, Madhyam should try to go in Madhyam, Madhyam, Madhyam Kanishtha. So Madhyam to try to go Madhyam Uttam, and Uttam Kanishtha should try to go in Uttam Madhyam, and Uttam Madhyam should try to go in Uttam
Uttam.
We should not stick to any
lower position. Right.
Entanglement.
We should not take that. We should try to go up always. If you will not do so, you will be in the same position. Some of the devotees moves are like these. There was a bell. A person who was very thirsty, charity mood, he made a well for all. His son saw that when he died, his son saw that my father has disease. So I said I should drink water from this well. They drank for their whole life. After sons of sons came, up till now the water of the well has gone dirty. And if anyone will take this water, he will be sick. But yet they are telling that my forefather has made this well, so I will not take water from Ganges, Yamunas or any sacred water. This is sacred water for me. I will not take water from any other place. I will take from this. Then he will take and he will be ill, and after that he will be dead. So we should try not like this, but try to achieve what we know more than that. Up till Subha Bhakti, Prema Bhakti is not
found.
You are. Haridas Thakur is telling. What I am telling, it is your, by your mercy. You are person of kindness. And you are fathers and fathers and father of fathers of all souls. You have so much mercy for them. Jnani and Karmi, all the souls are of yours. They have come from you. So you can uddhar kar sakte hain.
Rescue them.
Deliver them.
Deliver them.
Liberate them.
Easily you can liberate. And that is why you have come here, to liberate all kinds of souls, especially those who are in pitiful condition. That is Karmi and Bahirmu and all the trees and all creepers and all this. Monkeys and all.
Non-human beings.
Everywhere. So you have made two kinds of ways. First,
that's it.
One is Gaun Bhakti first.
Secondary.
That is by taking this, by going on this marg, in first, Karmi can get Shuddha Bhakti. Gaun Bhakti path means mixture of bhakti. Karma plus jnan, bhakti. Jnan plus bhakti. Bhakti plus jnan. Bhakti plus
karma.
Understand? There is much difference between karma plus jnan and bhakti plus karma. In karma mitta bhakti, karma is prominent and bhakti is very less. And where jnan is, bhakti is prominent, karma is less. This is Gaun Bhakti path. In this we can ascend. Otherwise, if karma is pradhan and bhakti is less, we cannot
ascend.
Krishna has done so many arrangements for all kinds of things. How they can ascend easily. This is the bhakti part. In Gita he has told all these things. Bhakti pradhan karma, that is karma yoga. Then jnana yoga.
Jnan,
but bhakti is prominent in them.
Bhakti pradhan jnan.
Bhakti pradhan. These are yoga, but where karma and jnan are pradhan, prominent, and bhakti is less, it is not jnan yoga or karma yoga. Understand? It is like a karma. By any good bhakta, chaste bhakta, pure bhakta, they can know gradually and they can descend in that. But the Shuddha bhakta will adopt pure bhakti. No karma at all, no jnana. But karma in the shape of seva and jnana in the shape of sattva jnana, it can be taken. It will create no hurt or trouble. But if like karmi we are doing or jnani we are doing like jnani, then it will be very opposite to bhakti. So we should try to
remove
it. But today,
even though he didn't perform any five activities,
this is I had to keep. I have to find no reason.
Causeless
mercy. Sometimes Krishna and devotees can show much mercy. Causeless mercy. Like Krishna has his mercy upon Kali, Utana. These are mercyless causes. Upon you all, Swamiji has showed his causeless mercy. You have not done anything, but by the wish of Krishna, causeless mercy, he went in western countries, wrote so many books and preached everywhere and gave a tract there, and you all have come in that
part. But only those who must be having treasure of Sukriti, they must be caught into it, isn't it? Sukriti.
They can create also Sukriti and take in prayer.
Maharaj, unconditional means no Sukriti.
Huh?
Unconditional means no Sukriti.
उसको पकड़ना तो उसको पकड़ लो
भागो भागो कौन भाई
इधर आओ इधर आओ
रिलीजन ऑफ कली कली युग दिस इज युग धर्म In this Kali Yuga, any person who will chant Krishna name and will do Nam Sankirtan, or he will think about, remember Krishna name, anything by doing, anyone by doing this, will easily go across this world ocean, material ocean. Without this, anyone cannot move an inch in Paramadharma. Jaita sadhan seisad bhaja bhaja. Now, name is sadhan. Sadhan means as a practice. But name is himself Krishna. No difference at all. But now we are not in a stage of sadhana. Then all kinds of anartha. Anartha means
obstacles.
Aparad.
Offenses.
Especially our thinking that we are this physical body. That is called Dehatmabhava. It should go away.